Good morning. I'm Brooke Allen. You're listening to 90.5 WKR, your NPR station. And it is 8:30. We are talking about Olivet College's Cultivating Women Leaders, which is an annual event designed to inspire and equip young women to embrace their inner strength and realize their potential as responsible leaders. And someone here with me, in fact, the woman responsible and behind all of this, is Tracy Corey. She is the presidential spouse and also the director of the Olivet College Women's Leadership Institute. And good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for making the drive. I kind of thought Olivet was further from
not
us.
No, really. But it's just, you know, I come up and do my shopping up here all the time.
Oh, okay. So you're always in the neighborhood.
Yes.
So thank you for coming out here this morning. And this is a big deal. This event you have going on Friday. But so you are, first of all, I have to address this, the presidential spouse. I love that title. Tell me what that is.
Well, Stephen, my husband, he has been the president at Olivet since 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my number one. He calls me the number one volunteer on campus. So
so how much does that make?
No. Right.
So you are the wife of the president of mm-hmm. Olivet, mm-hmm. but then you are the director of the Olivet College Women's Leadership Institute. Mm-hmm. So what is that?
The Women's Leadership Institute was formed out of the last year's Cultivating Women Leaders event. Back in June of 2016, Stephen came to me and asked me, he said, I really want to do something for our current and prospective students that would be a meaningful leadership development. You know, the fact that we're the first institution in the state of Michigan to allow women and people of color to attend college on a co-equal basis since 1844, you know, it goes to support our rich history and inclusivity. And we're about who we include, not who we exclude. And wanted to, give the young ladies on campus and the prospective young ladies coming in an opportunity to learn any knowledge that would help them be more successful in life when they left the college or in their communities. And to grow our women's enrollment as well. And so he asked me if I'd head up the initiative, and I said, absolutely, yes, you have to ask.
right.
Yeah.
And so you have.
Yeah, so we launched the event last year. So, and then the outcomes of that were just absolutely very positive. And I formed, a Women's Leadership Institute out of that. And now we do the year-long programming, and we're going to celebrate second one on Friday.
We are speaking to Tracy Corey. She is the presidential spouse and director of the Olivet College Women's Leadership Institute, and they are having a huge event on Friday, Cultivating Women Leaders, Pioneering the Future is kind of the theme, right, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about this event on Friday. I mean, this is a big deal. There's going to be a lot of women there. Kind of all ages.
Yes, actually from middle school on up through working professionals. We have some amazing women speakers coming in. We have Martha Mayhood Mertz, who's the founder of Athena International, as our keynote speaker. We have Yvonne Kamal Knuhl, Lansing School District Superintendent and alum of the college. We have Paula Cunningham with AARP Michigan, and we have Tiffany Dowling, M3 Group, and Trish Foster. I think she's retired from CBRE, and then we also, and she's, I think, campaign manager with Gretchen for governor, and then we've got Kelly Rossman McKinney with Trescott Rossman, and it's Sherry Jones. We've got just an amazing group of women coming in.
So tell me what this day is all about.
Really, it's to hopefully inspire and give young ladies the tools and the knowledge that will help further their future careers. And it's really focused towards our current and prospective students. But, you know, quite frankly, you know, and it is focused towards women. But we even had young men coming to last year's event, and they were just, you know, it's about leadership skills, not just for women. But we really focus on inspiring young women. Because I think they face some challenges that men don't face in the workforce, and just giving them the tools necessary to come up and out with more confidence in themselves and being able to self-advocate for themselves as well as others.
So that being said, off the air, you had told me about a couple of girls that mm-hmm. were involved in last year's program and who are going to be actually mm-hmm. speaking mm-hmm. on Friday. Mm-hmm. So tell me about their mannerisms when they began and mm-hmm. how they are now.
Yeah, when they first began, they were very much introverts and cowering in the corner in the back of the room in our year-long women's leadership program at the first one when Sherry Jones came, and voices quivering and practically crying just to introduce themselves. You know, they just, even in just a small group of, say, 20 young ladies. And through the program, and by the time Kelly Rossman McKinney did Building Relationships on the Eight Core Principles of Enlightened Leadership, they were volunteering to project out, volunteering to report out for their small groups and in front of the group, and their body language completely had changed. They were standing tall, making eye contact, projecting out with their voices, and have many of those young ladies have volunteered to give testimonials when we present them with their leadership certificates for completing the year-long women's leadership program, the OC Athena International Women's Leadership Program.
So you can definitely, this program has only been in effect or been going for 2 years now, correct?
Oh, the year-long program has only been going since October. We launched that in October. The event, this is our second.
Okay.
This is our second year to have the Cultivating Women Leaders event, but the year-long programming for our current students on campus has only been going for the last few months.
Okay, so with that year-long program, do they receive college credit or a certificate, or what is that?
They'll get a certificate of completion, and it'll be great because they're learning the Eight Core Principles of Enlightened Leadership: living authentically, learning constantly, collaboration, building relationships, advocating fiercely, acting courageously, giving back, and celebrating. And that's what we're doing on Friday, is celebrating their success and women and celebrating women in general, and giving them effective communication skills, and trying to be real with them and talking about the challenges that they're going to face, that they can be prepared.
So let me ask you this, since you'll be talking about the challenges with the Me Too movement having mm-hmm. been so prevalent, how will that be brought up at all on Friday?
It might, in some of the conversations with the speakers or Q&A that might come up. But, the focus is really on leadership skills and giving them, this generation has lost the ability to effectively communicate face-to-face. They can text.
I was going
to
say, I'll text you.
Yes, they can text a book, but you get on a phone or whatever, and they have lost that ability. So that has been one of the feedbacks out of the SurveyMonkey from last year. They wanted more networking opportunities, formal and informal. So we're doing that. We're doing a speed networking, and we're doing informal networking opportunities, as well as multiple effective communication skills. And then Martha Mertz and Margaret Diamond, who's kicking off the events, just to inspire them and uplift them and to help them walk away from the day with more self-confidence and knowing how to be comfortable in their own skin, and that it's okay to not be perfect, and you don't have to be perfect, because I think that this society and social media is making these young girls feel like they have to be perfect, and they don't have to. None of us are. And you can be an introvert, an extrovert, and be a great leader. Everyone is a different type of leader, and so giving them the confidence in themselves to find their internal voice, their internal leadership, and to be able to, a lot of these young girls, I don't think, have found their voice, and just giving them the confidence to do so and the tools on how to do it. And so we're going to be talking about, negotiation skills. We're going to be talking about, diffusing, difficult situations, mm-hmm. what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, how to be professional, how to communicate post-interview, pre-interview, post-networking mm-hmm. opportunity as well. And so just giving them a lot of opportunities to, learn dispute resolution, communication skills, or understanding, and establishing those professional boundaries when they when they get to that point. And
you know, you had mentioned, and we have to wrap up soon, but you had mentioned that there will be a lot of women there this Friday. So if you're interested in going to this event, you're not going to be able to. This is almost to capacity.
We are at capacity. We're just having waiting lists now.
Okay, and so a waiting list. Mm-hmm. But you can find out more information. It will be on our website. There are summer camps available actually for as young as middle school, correct?
Yes, the girls that have completed the year-long program, along with the women leaders overseeing them and myself, will conduct June 15, 16, 17, a middle school, high school girls leadership camp on campus.
Okay, so it's never too young to start.
No.
Those leadership skills.
Yes.
Put the phones down, look eye to eye contact.
Exactly.
And just get it done, right?
Right.
And enjoy yourselves and celebrate. And I'm looking forward to hearing all about this.
Yeah.
So thank you so much,
you.
Tracy Corey, for joining us. Again, she is the presidential spouse and director of the Olivet College Women's Leadership Institute.